Today is Wednesday, November 10th. We'll explain what could be the next phase in COVID-19 vaccinations. And there's a new plan to deal with near-record backlog of cargo ships off the U.S. coast that's been impacting your shopping. Also, one of the best-known companies in American history is splitting up. Plus, what Facebook learned about bullying on its platforms, how a top NFL team was punished for breaking the rules, and tickets to space are now on sale at a hefty price. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. All American adults might be eligible for booster shots soon. This week, Pfizer asked the FDA to greenlight a third shot for everyone 18 and older. And the New York Times says the agency is likely to grant that request, maybe even before Thanksgiving. Right now, the only people eligible for a third Pfizer shot are seniors, people in nursing homes, or certain people who are considered high risk because of medical conditions or their jobs. People who fall into those categories can also get boosters from Moderna. And anyone who got the Johnson & Johnson shot the first time around can get an extra dose, too. Americans are also allowed to mix and match. Still, this means at least 30 to 40% of vaccinated adults are not eligible for boosters. So this latest request from Pfizer could open it up to everyone, or at least the 182 million adults who are already fully vaccinated. Booster shots are still a debated topic, though. Vaccine makers and some health experts say boosters can help give people more protection against COVID-19. And some think that's important, since there's evidence the protection from the original shots can wane over time. Other health experts say the original vaccines still offer a lot of protection against severe cases, hospitalizations, and deaths, especially for younger people without underlying conditions. But no matter what side of the issue they take, most public health officials say the highest priority is still vaccinating the millions of Americans who have not gotten their first shots. Oklahoma's highest court decided to throw out a landmark ruling in an opioid case. 2 years ago, this was the first state lawsuit against an opioid manufacturer to come to trial. And in the end of that trial, a judge ordered Johnson & Johnson to pay the state $465 million for its role in the opioid epidemic. But J&J appealed that ruling. And this week, the state Supreme Court sided with the drug maker. The issue is, when the case was originally brought to trial, it was about the company violating what are called public nuisance laws. But the Oklahoma Supreme Court says public nuisance laws do not apply here, since those laws are really for more localized problems. Johnson & Johnson applauded the new decision, again defending prescription pain meds as important, and the company said it marketed and promoted them responsibly. But Oklahoma's attorney general showed his disappointment. His office has been wanting the settlement money to go toward drug treatment and other programs to help deal with the epidemic. Now, some are questioning what it all means for the thousands of other legal cases still pending. This is actually the second time this month that a court overturned an opioid settlement in favor of Johnson & Johnson. So, to be continued. A new report shows there could be some serious issues in the ranks of the Air Force and Space Force. More than half of the U.S. personnel who responded to a survey say they've experienced some kind of mental or physical abuse in the past couple of years. That ranges from workplace bullying and hazing to rape or assault. But most said they never reported these incidents to commanders or law enforcement. And even many of those who did report it say they didn't think anything would be done about it. The review was launched last year after several violent deaths in the military that had nothing to do with combat. Now the top service officials who conducted the survey have some recommendations. They say the Air Force needs to do more to bridge the gap between victims and their commanders, and that the Air Force should work to build a single location for abuse victims to seek help or report an incident. Now, keep in mind, some leaders say these survey results are a little misleading. The survey was sent out to all airmen, Space Force guardians, and other civilian employees, but only about 10% of the personnel actually responded. That said, the Air Force secretary feels it's still too much and said, quote, "We need to take this incredibly seriously and act on it." There are now new efforts to fix the supply chain issues, which are causing empty store shelves and worried holiday shoppers. The White House announced a new plan to ease the backlog of cargo that's been piling up on both coasts. A lot of the plan involves $17 billion in funding that's included in the new bipartisan infrastructure bill that Congress just passed last week. Administration officials say they're working to speed up the process of handing out that money that will go to ports and waterways. They also plan to give grants worth $243 million to update ports and connecting highways. Those will go out in the next month and a half. And they say port officials will now be able to redirect leftover money from previous projects and instead use them to clear the bottlenecks. The supply backlog has been a big issue for months now. The pandemic slowed things down, and then when Americans started shopping again, the surge caused a massive traffic jam of goods. Earlier this week, a near record 77 giant container ships, so tens of thousands of containers, were lined up waiting to dock at the LA and Long Beach, California ports. And on the other side of the country, in Savannah, Georgia, more than 30,000 containers full of imported products for Americans are just sitting on the docks. And dozens of ships are waiting there, too. But the thing is, every link in the U.S. supply chain is understaffed. Shipping lines, port workers, truckers, warehouse operators, railways, and retailers. So the White House says extra money and port upgrades could help. Expect to hear more about this today. President Biden is set to visit the Port of Baltimore to keep promoting the plan. More news just ahead, but first, a quick break to thank our sponsor. I'm guessing you're busy, and as you juggle a million things in your daily life, the last thing you need or want is uncomfortable shoes. And that's where Rothy's comes in. The number one word Rothy's customers use to describe their shoes is comfortable. And now that it's fall, Rothy's offers an exclusive autumn collection featuring washable merino wool styles of shoes. And I can tell you from experience, because I have a pair of Rothy's merino wool shoes, that this style is soft, cozy, and chic. And they're super high quality. I've had mine for a couple of years now, and it's great because I can just throw them in the wash if they get dirty and then keep on wearing them. And also perfect for the person on the go, Rothy's spacious, washable bags, helping you carry your essentials in style and with no stress. And guys, we did not forget about you. Rothy's men's line is now available and features the same level of craftsmanship as the women's line. And to help you welcome the fall season in style, Rothy's is doing something special. It's a super rare opportunity that's available for a limited time. So right now, you can get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy to find your new favorites today. It was once the world's most valuable company and became a symbol of American business and manufacturing. But now, decades later, General Electric is splitting itself up into three separate publicly traded companies. These will be separate companies for GE's aviation, healthcare, and energy businesses. The healthcare division, which makes equipment for hospitals, will be the first one to branch out. That's expected in 2023. The rest will split up a year later. GE has actually been spinning off parts of its business for several years now. GE was hit hard during the Great Recession in 2008, so it's been downsizing ever since. Now the split is meant to focus each division, deal with debt, and get more investors on board. The brands and names of each of the spinoff units will be decided later. Tens of thousands of customers were knocked offline as Comcast dealt with nationwide outages. Comcast provides internet, cable TV, and phone services under the Xfinity brand. Some of the biggest cities hit yesterday were San Francisco, Denver, Chicago, Philadelphia, New York, and Washington, D.C. Comcast has since tweeted that the network issue has been fixed and service should be restored. But the company is apparently still investigating the root cause of this outage. For the first time, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram is sharing a glimpse into how much bullying happens on the platforms. The company, which just changed its name to Meta, now says Facebook users saw bullying and harassment around 15 times for every 10,000 views. So that's about 0.15% of the time. One Meta executive told reporters, quote, "The vast majority of content on Facebook does not violate our policies and is perfectly good content." Instagram users are said to have seen bullying even less often, 5 or 6 times out of every 10,000 views. But the company did acknowledge it can be tough for its automated systems to actually know what is a bullying post or comment. So some think the numbers Meta just released are an undercount. Also of note in the world of social media, Twitter just officially launched its new subscription service in the U.S. It's called Twitter Blue. It costs about $3 a month, and it comes with features like letting users undo a tweet or preview a tweet for 30 seconds before sending it out. It's also ad-free. It's been available in Australia and Canada since this summer, but this is the first time users in the U.S. can give it a try. Twitter's main platform, though, is still free. One of the best football teams in the NFL and one of its star players are now facing hefty fines for breaking COVID-19 protocols. We're talking about the Green Bay Packers and quarterback Aaron Rodgers. They've been making headlines the last week ever since Rodgers tested positive for COVID-19. It then came out that he was not vaccinated, even though he told reporters that he was, quote, immunized when they asked him about it. An NFL investigation then found he broke the league's rules for unvaccinated players. Both Rodgers and wide receiver Alan Lazard went to a maskless Halloween party, and they were seen not wearing masks other times too, like at the team facility. So the Packers were fined $300,000, and both players were fined almost $15,000 each. The NFL warned the team that more punishment could be coming if rules are ignored, like they could lose their draft picks. The Packers team president released a statement saying he respects the league's findings and that the team will commit to working within the protocols. As for Rodgers, he admitted he misled some people about his vaccination status and takes full responsibility for that. But he also said he stands by his comments last week when he said he's allergic to an ingredient in some of the COVID vaccines. As long as he's cleared by the team doctor, he could be back on the field this weekend. If you want to take a trip into outer space, it's going to cost you about $450,000. That's what passengers are now paying to get on board Virgin Galactic's rocket. Virgin started selling tickets last year at $200,000 a seat. Well, it turns out that was a bargain since the price more than doubled over the summer. Still, some people are willing to pay that much. Nearly 700 people have booked reservations so far. Once this spaceflight service gets going, Virgin plans on running about 3 trips a month. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, a quick break for our sponsor, Crowd Health. Too many Americans, especially those who don't have health insurance through an employer, like freelancers, for example, find themselves on the hook for thousands of dollars of deductibles, copays, and sky-high premiums, or they're forced to simply go uninsured. Well, CrowdHealth wants to change the way the system works. CrowdHealth is not health insurance. It's a community of people looking for a better way to pay medical expenses. For some, being in the CrowdHealth community can save hundreds of dollars monthly. Membership is a monthly subscription that you can start or stop whenever it's convenient for you. And from there, CrowdHealth works hard to have simple and transparent pricing that can be customized to fit your needs. CrowdHealth is able to offer the prices they do because of its community of health-conscious members. And they have a great offer just for our listeners. You can get your first 6 months for just $99 per month. That's a savings of almost 50% versus their standard pricing. Just go to joincrowdhealth.com/99 and enter the code NEWSWORTHY at sign up. That's joincrowdhealth.com/99 with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. CrowdHealth is not health insurance. It's a community-powered alternative. Term and conditions may apply. Now back to Work Wednesday. The cost of college keeps going up, but pay for young workers has barely budged in decades. A new report shows a massive gap between the cost of a degree and how much new graduates make at their first jobs. Georgetown University researchers looked into the overall costs along with the early career salaries. They found the price of getting a college degree has climbed 169% since 1980, but the average salary for a recent college grad is only up about 19%. A lot of this does depend on the degree and the school. That said, overall, college graduates do earn, on average, $15,000 a year more than people without college degrees. So in other words, it pays off eventually, but it definitely takes a while. All right, thank you so much for listening today. Be sure to hit that subscribe or follow button in your podcast app so you're always in the know. We'll catch you up on more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.